years ago in Topeka, mariachi pioneer Teresa Cuevas performed with her extended family on a small stage at the Fiesta Hispana. After the show, she sat down to share some of her life story, the restrictions she encountered as a young Latina in the 1930s, how she and her band were caught in the middle of the Hyatt Regency collapse in the 1980s, and what it was like to found one of the country's first all-female mariachi bands. But what really mattered to Teresa as she got on in years was her hope that her granddaughters might carry on that musical tradition.
The trouble is, even though they love mariachi music, but they've seen so many things that they want to do. Isn't that beautiful? What has opened up for these two girls?
Those two girls are now women, both named after their grandmother, and one of them is here with me in the studio to talk about her own music. I'm Gina Kaufman with Maria Elena Cuevas, who performs under the band name Maria the Mexican. Maria, welcome to KCUR Central Standard.
Hi, Gina. Thanks so much for having me.
What was it like to hear your grandmother's voice just now?
Wow, definitely a little teary-eyed. I haven't heard her voice in quite some time. I was telling Gina before we sat down, I got to listen to the story again when she died. And so it's been a few years since I've heard her voice. So it's definitely a little chilling, but also, you know, gives me a breath of fresh air.
And what she's saying there is such, I think, kind of a sentiment people would love to hear from their elders, that they hope they'll follow in their footsteps, but also finding beauty in the fact that new paths not available to her have opened up to you.
Absolutely, yes.
How was your upbringing shaped by your grandmother's music, her mariachi band?
Sure. Well, my sister and I, we both started playing music when we were about 6 years old. So I started on the piano and she started on the violin, just like my grandmother played the violin. And then when I was about 10, I moved to the guitar and then later the vihuela, which is a traditional mariachi instrument. So we were just kind of told that we were going to be in the mariachi. We didn't really have a choice. And of course, now we're so thankful for that. We both started in her band when we were 11 years old, and she taught us, you know, mariachi music. She taught us how to perform. She taught us so much about confidence and our culture and our roots. So she certainly helped shape who we are today, you know, from the very beginning.
When you say she taught you how to perform, what were some of those staples?
Well, it didn't really matter how we were feeling or if we were having a bad day or let's say we were nervous, you know, about going out and singing, you know, in front of people, especially in Spanish. She would just kind of give us a nice little push and shove out in front and say, you know, you're going to do this and you're going to do it with a smile. It's all about the performance and the show. So she took it very seriously.
Did you feel different from other kids at school in Topeka being a part of a mariachi band? I mean, I don't know that that was probably what everyone left school to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, none of our friends were in mariachi bands, so we certainly felt very different. Sometimes, you know, when you're an adolescent, you feel a little embarrassed and you kind of resist, especially with our parents, because we were very busy. We had gigs often almost every weekend. We practiced once a week and we certainly had a lot of other activities we wanted to do. And it was something so different. And so I think, you know, now that we look back, we see there was a little bit of struggle also with identity. We were, you know, these Mexican-American children doing this really Mexican cultural element. But obviously, now we're so happy that we did that and we see what a good learning experience it was.
I want to talk to you about your music. Your band is called Maria the Mexican. Let's let our listeners hear it for themselves before we start talking about it, okay?
Great.
This is from Maria the Mexican's new album, South of the Border Moonlight.
Pasión que yo siento y que no puedo olvidar.
That song is called El Sueño, The Dream. How would you describe your music?
We like to say roots rock. So, for example, with this song, it's a traditional mariachi song that we performed with our grandmother, 10 years ago. We always like to incorporate those songs, but as you'll hear soon, there's also English music on the album, music that's influenced sort of by our other music that we like, classic rock, a little bit of blues and soul. So it's certainly a hybrid, just like us.
Who does what in this band?
Well, I sing and I play the guitar and the vihuela. At times, my sister sings and plays the violin as well, and we sort of front the band. Garrett Nordstrom is also a huge part of the band. He's the one that came up with the concept and the name. He does a lot of our songwriting, which then becomes a little bit more of a collaboration. He sort of starts the songwriting process, and then we add lyrics and melodies. And he sort of runs it all behind the scenes, and Tess and I are lucky enough we get to kind of come in and do some of the easy stuff for the gigs.
But when you say he came up with the name, I am curious. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the name Maria the Mexican.
Sure. Well, so our grandmother's full name was Maria Teresa Alonso Cuevas. So it sort of pays tribute to her, MTM, Maria Teresa. But also it refers to Maria just being a very common Mexican name, and also refers to the fact that we are Mexican, and just because we don't look the way a lot of people think Mexicans look, we still are. And we think it's more of a feeling and an emotion that we like to share with our listeners.
It's a complicated dynamic there, and we'll get back to it. I want you to hold that thought because Central Standards got to take a break. I'm Gina Kaufman, and we'll hear more about how the Cuevas sisters, Maria and Tess, carry on the legacy of their grandmother, who founded one of the country's very first all-female mariachi bands, while forging their own musical path, as we've just heard, and as we'll hear more of later in today's show on KCUR's Central Standard. Welcome back to Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. I've been chatting with Maria Elena Cuevas, who, along with her sister, Tess, fronts the band Maria the Mexican. We're hearing a song from the new album, South of the Border Moonlight. Tell me about the sound we just heard, Maria. It's got a big sound.
Sure, absolutely. We love that song because it was the first song that we wrote in Spanish on our own. So a lot of the songs that are in Spanish were our traditional mariachi songs, but this one we actually took from a song Garrett wrote long ago, and then we rewrote the lyrics in Spanish, and we added those trumpets to kind of add the mariachi flair, and of course all the instrumentation. And when we perform live, we sometimes get to bring a trumpet and a Hammond B3 organ, and of course drums and bass and electric guitars.
Did you and your sister grow up speaking Spanish in your home?
Actually, no, we did not grow up speaking Spanish. We grew up singing in Spanish and our grandmother teaching us how to pronounce. But when my father was growing up with his parents, my grandmother, of course, they actually encouraged their children not to speak Spanish, which, now that we all look back is very sad and disappointing. But at the time they were living when, they wanted to be a little bit more, they wanted to kind of conceal sort of some of their culture and sort of fit in. And my father learned Spanish at a much older age, when he was about 30, and when we were growing up. And so because he didn't learn it until later, we didn't start speaking it until we were a bit older. So it's not quite as ingrained as we would like.
So writing a song in Spanish, writing in it's not quite a foreign language to you, but on some level, that must have been a real challenge.
Absolutely. We certainly consulted several other Spanish speakers, but I studied abroad in Barcelona. Tess also lived in Mexico for a short amount of time, so our Spanish is not quite where we would want it to be, but we certainly have gone in and out of being a little bit more fluent and a little bit less.
You sing mostly, though not entirely, in Spanish. Some of your songs are in English. What does it Does it mean something special to you to sing in Spanish, or is it just another, like some people, and when it comes to language, have one tool in their toolbox and you have two?
I think it's definitely very special. It makes us feel like our grandmother is with us. That was a goal of hers. She wanted to preserve mariachi music, and she wanted us to carry it on. And so we certainly feel like we're doing that. We feel like it's kind of, we go back to our roots. It's what we feel the most authentic at, while at the same time experience singing in English and trying new things and making it different.
Who is your audience?
Our audience is very diverse and broad. I would say there's a lot of older people that enjoy our music. Some people have compared us to like Fleetwood Mac and some more classic rock bands. And then, of course, you know, some other contemporary Mexican musicians. But it's very broad. We haven't quite put a finger on what it quite looks like. But I think it's just somebody that is interested in worldly music.
Do the people who came to shows, who came to mariachi shows with your grandmother's band, does that same contingency show up for Maria the Mexican shows?
Absolutely. We definitely have a Hispanic audience that tends to come to a lot of our shows, especially in Kansas City, because that's kind of where we first started playing. And, you know, people that like mariachi music, but also that enjoy music and want to have fun. Mariachi is incredibly lively and joyous. And, you know, the happy songs are there. Some songs where you sing about heartbreak, of course, but it's the same with English.
Talk to me about being in a band with your sister. I mean, has it ever been, in the course of your time together, have you ever thought, maybe I don't want to do this? I mean, after growing up in a family band all those years as kids?
Oh, never. I mean, our family is very intense in a good way. Like, we want to include everybody. We want to have fun. We want to be close. We want to talk all the time and see each other every day. And so I can never imagine doing it without her. Now, sometimes we argue over the set list, or I want her to sing a song that she doesn't, and vice versa, but we're able to put a big smile on and get over it pretty quickly.
What is it like, though? I mean, I guess this is in some ways the only experience you've known, but I'm very close with my brothers, and it's hard for me to imagine, in addition to all the other ways we're connected, being connected professionally as well. I mean, what is it like to be connected in so many ways, by blood, by history and experience, by being named after the same matriarch, and now building your musical career together?
I wouldn't really know any different, because we started doing it when we were 6 years old. You know, that's how it's been our entire lives. And I think I enjoy it. We have a very special bond. I consider her more my best friend. We talk every day, regardless of whether it has to do with the band. Now, sometimes it is challenging, but I think it's easier that, in the sense that if we have an argument, we get over it really fast and we can be very honest with each other. There's no holding back.
As I mentioned earlier in the show, you are named after your grandmother, so is your sister. Is carrying on her legacy something you feel pressure to do? Or as a musician connected to her by blood and by experience, is it sort of inevitable that either directly or indirectly you're carrying on her legacy?
I think it's inevitable, but I don't feel any pressure. I feel like it's more second nature.
Well, I'm Gina Kaufman, and we are going to be right back to this conversation, but we all have a chance to be connected through public radio. We'll get back to Maria the Mexican, a band fronted by two sisters who grew up playing mariachi in their grandmother's all-female group. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR Central Standard, and we have been listening to music by a band called Maria the Mexican. The front woman of that band, along with her sister, is Maria Elena Cuevas. And as we've heard, both sisters are descendants of a musical trailblazer, Teresa Cuevas, who started one of the country's first all-female mariachi bands in Topeka, Kansas. Maria, could you kind of quickly recap your grandmother's story as you know it?
Sure. So My grandmother started violin when she was young, but she put it down when she had her children. And when she was in her early 60s, she actually got a divorce at a time that was very uncommon. And so I think one of her ways to sort of seek an outlet was to pick back up the violin. And she started this mariachi band, and it was originally just with members from the church. And they started playing parties, and they were all female, and they started, you know, really getting popular and playing in Kansas City. And then unfortunately, they were involved in the Hyatt Skywalk collapse, and so they were playing on the Skywalk for a party when it went down, and my grandmother was the only surviving member of the band at that time. So
it must have been so hard for her.
Yeah, I think it was.
A lot of people, but...
For sure. I think, you know, she survived because she was buried underneath another body, and she was praying in Spanish, and that's how somebody rescued her. So she was in the hospital for quite a while, and when she recovered, she just went right back to music, and I think even felt more of a desire to carry it on.
When you hear stories like that, I mean, and not just that story, I mean, even going back earlier, there have been stories about her on KCUR, and she's talked some about the restrictions she faced early in her adulthood as she was graduating from high school in the 1930s. How do you think your life has been different from hers all these decades later?
Well, I think we certainly have it much easier. But I think that we've been through our own, I don't know if I'd use the word struggles, but, you know, we all have our own things. And I think one of those struggles, for lack of a better word, was growing up as Mexican American and really searching to find and be comfortable with our identity, you know, feeling really Mexican and being in a mariachi band, but also feeling American and being around, you know, people that were very unfamiliar with that and just trying to make sense of all that from a very young age.
Can you remember a time when you found yourself sort of struggling to either explain or, I don't know, feel totally whole with these two different sides of yourself as a child?
Well, I think when we were growing up, you know, we had a lot of pulls, especially in high school, you know, pulls to be social. And I just remember there would be times when we, you know, we couldn't go to the party because we had a mariachi gig, and we sort of had to negotiate that. And, you know, we'd explain that to our friends, and they didn't really understand. Now, I think that they were always very supportive, but it was, you know, it was something very foreign to a lot of people around us.
Did the musical bug skip a generation, or do your parents play too?
It skipped a generation now. Sometimes we joke because my father says he would love to sing with us, but he doesn't have a very good voice. So for some reason it skipped, and I think partly that was due to the fact that my grandmother put down her violin and then picked it back up when she was older and we were young. And so she kind of, you know, went in right away and started us off from the beginning.
You started with her so young, when you were just six, you were saying. Do you remember hearing her play? And because, I mean, of course you remember hearing her play, but I can imagine that as you're learning an instrument, hearing someone with such facility with that instrument, who's someone who's so close to you, would make learning an instrument really different.
I remember from a very young age, because some of our older cousins performed with her as well. I remember the very first time my sister performed, because I'm a little bit younger than my sister, so of course she started a little bit before me. I heard my sister sing in Spanish for the first time, and I saw my dad cry his eyes out, and I didn't really understand why. Now I know he was so proud, and it was something that made him feel so full and happy, and he still says that today. You know, he just says his heart just beams when he sees us perform.
If you have children someday, and I don't presume to know whether you will, but if you do, do you think you'll raise them in the music traditions and responsibilities, those after-school gigs that you were steeped in, or do you think you'll go another route?
I hope so. I think that the way Tess and I were, we didn't really lash out against our parents. We knew, you know, we pretty much had to do this, and we didn't, as much as we maybe resisted, you know, by yelling or being like, I don't want to do this, we did it. We always did it. You know, we had to do what our parents said. So I hope that my, you know, my kids do carry on the tradition and are involved in music as well.
Tell me about your new album, South of the Border Moonlight.
Well, we just released it. It's the Roots Rock sound. We have a couple songs in Spanish that you've heard. We have several songs in English. We recorded the album at another recording company in Omaha, Nebraska, and we mixed it in Burlington, Vermont with Chaz Eller, and we love it. It sounds amazing, and we're very proud of it.
I'm Gina Kaufman with Maria Elena Cuevas. And Maria, you've been talking about your new album. How long ago did you record it?
We started this last January, so, you know, January of 2015. So it was a long process. It took about a whole year. We started writing the music last January when Garrett and I were in Mexico for a month, and then came back, recorded the bulk of the album at ARC, and then several other small recordings around here in Kansas City. You know, we would add a trumpet part or another organ part or a different guitar solo.
Was going to Mexico a big part of this project?
Well, I think it certainly allowed us the time to begin to write. We were able to take off, and so we had that space in our day. And I think it definitely inspired the roots rock element of it.
I'm Gina Kaufman with Maria Elena Cuevas of the band Maria the Mexican, with roots in mariachi but influences all over the map. When we return, the band will perform for us live. Welcome back to KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman, and now I'm excited to say we're going to have a live in-studio performance by the band Maria the Mexican, minus crucial band member Tess Elena Cuevas, who couldn't make it in this morning. Her sister Maria is here. And Maria, could you introduce your bandmate here?
Absolutely. This is Garrett Nordstrom, our guitar player and our just all-around guy that takes care of everything.
Hi, Garrett.
Good morning, Gina. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
So, guys, what are you going to play for us?
We are going to play the first song off the album, South of the Border Moonlight, the song called Carried Away.
Okay, this is Maria the Mexican playing Carried Away.
So don't disappear. We're getting carried away. Carried away. The brim is spilling over in disarray. With you is when I'm at home, and where that is, I want to stay. Carried away. I want to stay carried away. Carried away.
Thanks, guys. That was awesome. That's Maria Elena Cuevas on vocals and Garrett Nordstrom on guitar. I want to thank you guys both for that song. Do you want to say a couple of words about the song itself?
Sure, it's our love song. It's one of our happy songs. Oftentimes our music is a little bit melancholy, but that's our song about love and a little bit about surrender. So it always makes us feel good.
Well, I want to thank you both in advance because we're going to hear another song, but I'm not going to get a chance to say goodbye because we're going to go out on that. So, Maria, thank you. It's been a real pleasure meeting you, and I wish you luck on the rest of your journey.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Garrett Nordstrom, thank you. Your guitar playing is beautiful.
You're welcome, Gina. Thank you for having us.
So what will our last song be?
Our last song is called Of Burn and Flame, so another English kind of hybrid. This one's a little bit more funky and groovy.
All right, let's hear it.
Was a dry run on a river as I roll as there was cold hearts in a sky full of lead, putting into some bright sensation how it felt when you called out my name. Dry run on a river as I roll as there was cold hearts in the sky of burning flame, of burning flame. Was a bright night with a moon full of faces. We were getting high by a fire full of flame. Game to you. Faces, feel the heat that can never be tamed. Bright night with a moon full of faces, we were getting high.